Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Hey, so I decided to do something a little different this summer. I decided to do a summer podcast series where every Friday this summer, I have a special guest who shares a pre-recorded snippet of what they do and how they serve their community of people. So I asked them to share anything they wanted to that they thought would resonate with each of you, because I truly love bringing awareness to women out there who are doing what they love and helping people with their passions that they have been blessed with. So here's today's special guest, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Hey there, beautiful people. This is Yasmin Joy. I'm the creator and host of the podcast, The Hero Frequency. Now, a couple months ago, our girl Kaylee invited me to come on to her podcast to share a few words of wisdom. And I was, of course, happy to oblige, because Kaylee is someone that I believe to be on the hero frequency, which means her listeners, that's you, are very likely to also be on the hero frequency. And I'm all about helping us all, because those on the frequency are all about helping others. So this is going to be pretty short and sweet, because it's summer and I have a teenager in the house with teenager friends. And guess who facilitates the sanity around here? Yeah, you know, I don't know how I got nominated for this position. Oh, right. I created it because I saw a need and because I'm a woman. And that's what we do. We try to fill in the gaps and be there for our people. But isn't it interesting how, as women, we're often not there for ourselves? That's why spaces like this are so special and important, especially for a giver like yourself, because being in a community of givers helps to ensure that your cup never runs or stays empty. Which brings me to my topic of the day. Before I jump into it, I want to say that I'm not a spring chicken, which means that I've got quite a few insights on any number of subjects dealing with life as a not man in an anti-Barbie world, at least in its main shareholders of power. By the way, if you haven't seen Barbie the movie, I recommend it. It'll make you laugh, it might make you cry, it should make you think, and it's certainly making us talk about things that need to be said. Now, for real this time, this is what I want to share with you. No matter where the path in life takes you, no matter the uniform, the face, the work you take on, if you can adhere to these five things, you're probably going to live a pretty good life. You might want to grab a pen and paper just to jot them down, and I'll count down for each one. Okay, ready? Number five, be curious. Be curious about your past. How did you get here? What role did the people in your life play to create this embodiment of experiences and values that make up the you that you identify yourself with? Be curious about the role and impressions that your presence in other people's lives may have contributed to who they are. Now, before we go on with this, I want to say that there is no blame or shame in any of this. And that's really one of the big points of curiosity. It is to have this openness to witness and listen and feel and learn. So be curious about your past. Sure, be curious about the what and hows, but also the how comes. That's really important, especially if you want to start something or make almost any decision that is important. Simon Sinek refers to it as starting with your why. Well, it's a little more complicated than that. But the point being, instead of assuming that you should take on a major project, like say marriage, get curious on any possible underlying motives that may reveal not to yet or not to this one. Be curious or get curious about your world, especially people and things that are different. Now, this doesn't mean you have to agree with everything that is different that you're trying to be curious and learn more about. But being curious allows you to be in a space where you're receptive to learning, to experiencing, and really getting to know the next guy or gal it can tap into insights and open up empathy, which is just as important on a professional level as well as a personal one. Now, definitely being curious can help with a lot of problem solving and problem preventing, but curiosity also makes life more interesting, and it keeps you present in the moment where all the magic happens. So you got that? Be curious. Number 4, do more of what brings you childlike joy and wonder. The key word here is childlike, because it's in that state where we are full in present, non-judgmental, receptive, to be completely lit up. No questions, challenges, reservations, and no alcohol or other disingenuous circumstances involved. Because it is so pure, this type of joy and wonder, it's authentic and it's satiating. It doesn't leave you empty or anxious, desperate or fiending. It leaves you warm and full, feeling good about the world and feeling good about yourself. So do more of things that bring that feeling into your life. Number 3, find an expressive and or creative outlet. As we all know, unless this is part of your career path, this can be a challenge to do. But as Glennon Doyle says, we can do hard things. And this is a kind of hard that has a pretty good ROI. The hardest part is the logistics of making this part of your life. But that begins with an inside job where you have to work through deprogramming the voices that say productivity, in air quotes, is more important than creativity. It's the same voice that says creativity is not productive. And Maury Povich test results says that is a lie. For those too young for that reference, Maury Povich was a talk show host who had episodes where they did paternity tests and read the test results in dramatic fashion on air. So creativity is in fact the father or mother of productivity. All right, now we're down to number 2. Prioritize your physical health. Now, if you're like me, there may be a lot of resistance to prioritizing your physical health. And I'm not here to blame or shame you at all, because it makes perfect sense. When you are stressed the F out, especially as women, and especially as mothers, when you are in the cyclone of life, husband and housework and babies and pets and all the emotions and voices of ghosts past, present, and future, all of that just swirling around you, the last thing you want to do is drop down and do 20. But you don't even necessarily have to do that. Prioritizing your physical health could be very simple. Start with the very basic basics, such as getting your health checked up regularly, getting your cleanings done, promising yourself at least one serving of fresh vegetables and one glass of water every day. Maybe you can do more. Maybe you have to start off a little smaller. That's okay. Start where you can, keep consistent, and build it up. Don't worry about how long you've gone not taking care of your physical health, and don't worry about how far you have to go to reach any goals you set for yourself. All you got is today and right now, and you just keep showing up for it. So, prioritize your physical health. And again, you know what you need, you know where you are, you know where you want to be, you know what you can handle. And if you don't, there are tons of resources that are free. Start with the basics and just keep showing up. I know this is common knowledge, but don't underestimate how important and impactful tending to your physical health and well-being could be for your overall quality of life, including your mental and emotional well-being. It could be life-changing, even life-saving. All right, now before I get to the number 1 item, let's recap. Number 5, be curious. Number 4, do more of what brings you childlike joy and wonder. Number 3, incorporate a creative or expressive outlet in your life. Number 2, prioritize the care of your physical health. And finally, I saved the best for last. Number 1, be extremely selective of the company you keep. I cannot emphasize enough how important this is. Now, I know we all start off a little bit bumbly in life. We're going to make mistakes, all of us. And there is something to be said about giving people the benefit of the doubt and some grace to misstep here and there. Giving some grace and receiving some grace is part of humaning. Now, when I say being selective about the company you keep, I'm not talking about trying to find perfect people because none of them exist. But I mean, don't confuse imperfection with toxic. Don't confuse imperfection with cruel. Don't confuse imperfection with emotionally unavailable, neglectful. Don't confuse imperfection with disingenuous, hurtful, harmful, hateful. You get what I'm saying? Because let me tell you, the company you keep could make all the difference in the trajectory of your life. I am so adamant about this point that I would say if you were to get the right people in your life, and of course, you have to also be working to be fitting in that circle as well. But if you had that portion of your life together, it would more often than not take care of everything else. Or at the very least, it would not add to your struggles, but instead propel you towards your goals and successes. If I'd known and applied this one thing early in life, my journey would have been extraordinarily different. And I'm sure if you look back and could swap out some of the bad players in your past, you could imagine the same. All said and done, we're here, we made it through, and we're doing pretty well. Wouldn't you say? I mean, no matter what you're going through right now, you're on this podcast for balanced wellness, which means you are strong and intact and care about moving forward and doing better. I hope you've enjoyed my 5 tips. Thank you so much for spending time with me. And thanks to Kaylee for inviting me into this beautiful space. I'm Yasmin Joy of The Hero Frequency. Take care. Be well.
Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I'm a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says, listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date. And plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.